The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep. Configurations in mutation.
Jasmine, can you remind me of the date,
Wednesday,
please? It is Wednesday, yes?
The date is...
Believe it
February
is...
11th.
February 11th.
I was going to start...
It's Fuck on Cory Day.
Is it National Fuck on Cory Day?
February 11th is National Fuck on Cory Day.
Hey, Cory. Fuck you.
Hey, that asshole's gonna be in Florida next week.
Let's rewind to Flared Base. Let's rewind to Inspector Barrington.
Yes.
It is Tuesday the 10th. Are you Chief Inspector? I keep calling you different things.
Nope, just Inspector.
Okay. Just in case, not that I'm going to need it at all, but give me a second while I look up your stats.
Yeah.
So, Inspector Barrington, I don't know if you live alone or not. I don't know if you live at home.
I reread through everything. It did not mention a family.
It does not. I assume that you're probably a loner cop because it fits the vaguely pre-noir vibe that you sometimes get with 1920 shit.
Yep.
It's Tuesday morning, and by morning I mean early. Like, say, 4:30, 5 o'clock. You get a phone call asking you to report to the station.
What's the problem? Has there been a break?
Well, no, unfortunately. You were the one talking to the Americans, right? Let me see here, and you can hear some papers rustling. Weatherton, a young...
Ripley Robertson.
Yes. And there was a British professor with them.
Really? I'm not acquainted with that one.
Well, with two of them anyway. According to Mrs. Ripley Robertson, she's apparently attempting to file a missing persons report. Apparently, Mr. Weatherton was abducted. A missing persons report. Something about a fight in an alleyway in Soho. I can't say that we entirely believe what she and this Professor Graham were saying, but the Chief Inspector wanted you to come down and have a look.
I can't remember if they mentioned Graham to me.
No. You would have no knowledge of Graham, I don't believe.
Okay.
And Jasmine, point of order. Did you actually put in a missing persons report for Mr. Young? Because I don't know that you did.
Let me consult my notes.
Please consult your notes, because I'm pretty sure you basically have all ignored Troy. Pretty heavily.
No,
so anyway.
We tried.
Here we go. Police report. Don't leave the city. That was on the flight. So, yes, there was a police report about the fight and that we found blood in the alley. So, yes, we filed a police report saying Weatherton was missing.
Okay, so that is what you know. Ripley Robertson and a Professor Graham.
Yeah, because we got home at, like, 2 in the morning.
Inspector Barrington. So it's 5 o'clock in the morning. You've been roused early from bed. The Bobby on the phone lets you know, the desk clerk, whoever he is, lets you know that they were released on their own recognizance. They've been told not to leave the city. because essentially the inspector who interviewed them does not believe their story and thinks that there's something up. And like I said, their name came up in reference to your notes and some of the requests you had made. Mm-hmm. So they are talking to you to see what you want to do. You are... The chief inspector sort of said that this is your case, I guess. So if you'd like to come down and
take
a look...
The Americans are my case?
Well, I mean, you know how he gets. They seem to be your problem now. So... I'd advise you come down and have a chat. He's in this morning, and he's exceptionally grumpy.
I'm on my way.
So what would you like to do?
It's like 4 or 5 in the morning?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty early. Yeah.
Okay.
And you get those general facts. Essentially, missing persons report, a fight in an alleyway, Mr. Eustace Weatherton was abducted.
And this is the morning of the 10th or the night of the 10th?
I guess it depends on when you call morning. It should be morning. So, I mean, it's like, by the time you get in, it's 6 a.m.
No, I mean, she said that they were on, they were to the 11th.
We backed up.
Yes. Okay. I'm backing up because if you recall, I told you I was going to allow you a roll or two if you thought of anything that you wanted to do. So you have inspection time on the 10th.
What did they tell me where the abduction was supposed to have taken place?
Soho. They noted an alleyway.
Yes. Did they give me details or anything like that? That nothing. I could stop on the way?
Yes. Yes. They will give you details if you want to stop. There's not really much of a crime scene per se, but if you want to stop in the alleyway, they'll let you know exactly where that's at.
Yep.
Okay. Idea roll?
Nope.
I wrote down from the report. You may look at my notes.
What do you want to tell me, Jasmine?
No, I'm just this in this part here. I don't want to say it out loud, so I'm not shushed.
Shush!
In between the squiggly shush. Lines.
In between the squiggly lines.
On the right.
On the right. We'll get there. Anyway, Jeff.
Yes.
So yeah, you're led to the area in Soho. I mean, they're not even keeping it blocked off.
Okay.
There's not much in the way of evidence to collect. There's a little bit of blood. Not even really signs of a struggle.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, there was a significant amount of blood.
Maybe.
Yes. That's why I wanted to show you the police report.
Yeah, it was a pool of blood.
I told them that we put in the police report.
Sure. You're not seeing a whole lot of blood.
Okay.
I mean, nothing that is screaming to you, a body was murdered here.
Right.
It was also snowing. Lightly.
So, anything you'd like to do while you're there?
I'm assuming Barrington knows how to investigate and do evidence collection and
shit
like that.
You know what I'm talking
just
about.
Give the scene a good once over.
Sure. Make me some sort of exceptional roll.
Nope.
That was an 11.
Oh, it looked like a 71.
Nope, that was an 11.
I'm going to assume that passes everything that you need it to pass. What are we going to call that?
Yeah. Did you hear what he said?
I ignored him.
We'll call it a spot hidden. You do see signs of a struggle. You would guess by the splatter that there was some sort of impact against the building. Based on the splatter you're seeing, your guess is that someone or something was smashed into that wall, probably rather forcefully. Again, nothing you're seeing is, unless this scene was cleaned, nothing you're seeing is denoting, hey, somebody fucking died here.
Okay.
But you're also not seeing any blood spatter. Like, you're not seeing any droplets. You kind of go over the area very, very thoroughly. It leads you to believe that if someone got into a fight here and got dropped or got injured or whatever, they didn't lay here and bleed for very long, if at all. They were either patched up immediately or they were probably transported, thrown in a car, thrown in a cab, thrown in the back of a buggy, something.
Okay.
An 11, we'll say on your spot hidden, that would be an impale?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't have your stats?
Oh. No.
Oh, I thought I sent you your stats.
No.
Okay. Well, I'll send you your stats so you can keep track of them. That would be an impale.
Okay.
It does kind of look like it's been, it does, you do see swirl patterns in the blood that make it seem like it has been cleaned up a little bit.
Okay.
It's been several hours since, but you get the sense that someone was definitely trying to cover their tracks.
Okay.
Which may be why forensics, if they missed it, is saying there's nothing here. You get the sense that there was probably significantly more blood at some point.
Signs of traffic?
It's not a heavily trafficked area.
Yes, that's what I mean.
You don't see any signs of traffic of anything to follow. It's been snowing on and off all night.
Okay.
So if this incident occurred roughly midnight is kind of the timetable you were given, is snow's been falling for the last 4 or 5 hours, and yep. They did the Met police, the Bobby on duty, definitely did not contain
preserve
the
scene.
Yeah. Okay. Because he had a bunch of shrieking Americans screaming nonsense at him.
Okay. On to New Scotland Yard.
You arrive at New Scotland Yard.
I will find out what in the hell is going on.
You don't learn much more than that. They made a report. Apparently, they had spoken to a few people. I assume you told them everything, I think, pretty much, when you did your police report. You're fairly confessional in that. You didn't really hide anything. There's talks of visiting the Blue Pyramid Club with friends. They went down the street to talk to someone. Somebody was watching them, et cetera, et cetera. Eustace apparently chased after them, and that was the last time he was seen.
Okay. Is there mention of Owen?
No.
No.
There is not.
Okay. So Sybil and Graham are here.
They're not here. They were released shortly before you were called.
Okay.
The keeper is trying to dovetail the fact that you weren't at the last session, so we're making everything kind of just line up in a nice narrative way. You're going to get a phone call here in a minute when you go to the next thing that you're also going to conveniently miss.
Okay.
So what would you like to do to conveniently miss said phone call?
Go check in at the Waldorf, where they told me to contact them.
You were unable to reach him at the Waldorf.
Yep.
Because that ruins my scenario. Please continue. Anything else you'd like to do?
I've got plenty of other shit to work on.
Sure. So you go about your daily tasks.
Yep.
You go out in the field, you do a couple of other things, you come back at some point. You do get a contact from Miss Ripley Robertson, which I believe does mention that they don't know where Owen is. I believe the phone call directly to you mentions that. So now you have a reported missing person and another person who's gone missing that has not been reported. You get that phone call. It came in 10 o'clock on the 10th.
I talked to her, or the message was passed to me?
The message was passed to you.
Okay.
Dovetailing story.
Yep. No, I get it.
Any attempts to call the Waldorf are met with, we rang up, sir, but there's no answer.
Okay.
Anything you'd like to do the evening of the 10th? Late afternoon, evening of the 10th?
I would check hospitals.
Okay. Make me a persuade credit rating. I just sent you your stats, so I don't have to keep looking at them. You would probably get a bonus die if you need it.
Yeah, I would say nice, but
it's the sex number.
It is.
Nice.
I don't think that's going to make the roll, though. Here.
What?
Where the hell are my
That's
skills?
A Nephilian
persuade or credit rating?
Nice.
Yeah, I would say credit rating or persuade. I know one of them's decent.
Oh, dear. That's a 5. A 59.
Nope.
It takes you a few hours, but you do find that someone identified as Mr. Eustace Weatherton was checked into a hospital.
Where?
I forget the asinine name that I gave it because they didn't trust that I knew a place. You wrote down the asinine name?
Yes, I did.
Okay, what was the asinine name I gave?
Pembroke Hospital in Charing Cross.
Okay.
Patient was admitted, and you're a police officer, so, I mean, they'll give you the information. It just takes you longer to find it than you would imagine.
Okay.
Patient was admitted, what did I say?
Blunt force trauma.
Lots of blunt force trauma to the face, to the head. Yeah. Probably a couple of cracked ribs.
Yep.
Significant bruising.
Nothing Eustace hasn't seen before.
Right. Essentially, yeah. Mugging is the story that they kind of got.
Okay.
He has already been checked out by this.
We also never did ask who dropped me off at the hospital.
Yeah,
I should have done that.
We never
clues.
Did.
Yeah.
Fucking clues.
I mean, I know who.
You guys don't seem to like those.
Well, we have a spotty record.
To have a spotty record, you'd have to look at one for a change.
We did, and then Troy drove his face into it.
Wow. Is that a muff diving joke?
I was like, I almost said it myself. I was like, oh, so.
So yes, you get that. Pembroketon Charing Cross Hospital.
But he's already been discharged.
Yes, of his own recognizance, against the doctor's wishes.
Okay.
Makes sense.
How long ago was he discharged, and what time is it by the time I get?
We'll say it's the evening. It's evening now of the 10th.
Okay. How long ago was he discharged?
A couple hours.
Couple hours. Okay.
I'm dovetailing. Apparently, Jasmine's telling me it's been 3 hours.
It was okay. 3 o'clock. It was 3 o'clock.
3 p.m.
3 p.m. Okay. It's the evening.
Might have been 3 hours.
Few hours.
Might have been four.
It's been a few Whatever. Hours.
Yep. That's fine.
Oh, what would you like to do the evening of the 10th?
Oh, we did go straight there, didn't we?
Yo.
Yo.
Pretty much exactly.
I would.
Yeah. Okay.
I would also. Well, I don't know the system in London. Morgues.
Sure. Absolutely. Make me the same roles. I mean, you're just talking to people.
Yeah, I'm just doing legwork.
Sure.
I'm investigating things. 78.
What a not bonus. I mean, you get a bonus. You're a cop. You get a bonus die. It's just your
98.
Mentality.
Let's change
Apparently,
those dice.
You have a horrible bedside manner.
No, that was
you rolled
a 78.
Nothing higher,
it was a bonus,
lower than
not a 50 penalty.
Something. Or the 11, I guess you did roll an 11.
I just like the idea that he picks up the phone. Did you find a fucking dead American? It's really important.
Yep.
Well, it wouldn't have been an American who would be dead.
Right.
Oh, I guess
he was
true.
A Scot.
He is Scottish.
An Americanized Scot.
Did you find a dead Scot?
Who looks Spanish?
That is not
That's a 99. You rolled like I rolled.
There's
better. That's okay.
Redeemed. Nobody matching the description of Owen Young has shown up at any of the local morgues.
Okay.
That's not good.
That takes you in the evening. I assume
yep.
you go home, whatever.
Yep.
Come back the next day. It's now the 11th.
Go have a pint. Go home.
Right? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. It's morning of the 11th. Any other further investigation you want to do? You try and get a hold of them at the Waldorf. I'm assuming at some point you still mm-hmm. have trouble reaching them. They're
okay.
not in their rooms.
Okay.
Because
no,
they're too
exactly
busy running
where
around.
We are.
Yep. Anything you'd like to do on the 11th? You have... about 8 or 9 hours, probably, before I need you to do what I need you to do.
Okay. I'm trying to establish the timeline.
No, if I can't get a hold of them, I turned up nothing at the morgue. There's been no further contact from them or
correct
information about Eustace.
No,
I'd be back on my normal case.
Okay, you work your normal cases throughout the day, moving out up and about. As far as I know, as far as I remember, they didn't try and contact you on the 11th. It was just a bunch of general bitching. Where is Jeff? We hate Jeff. This is all Jeff's fault, etc., etc.
How the hell is this my fault?
I'm waiting for that moment. Let me tell you. Anyway, let's just roll on out to...
Wasn't me.
Let's say it now
in the,
is...
In the great words of Shaggy.
You've gotten home. Would you have eaten dinner at the pub? It sounds like that's kind of a thing that you do, have a pint, eat dinner at the pub.
No, you unwind at the pub, you eat dinner when you get home.
Okay, fair enough. You've had a couple of drinks, you're head home to the pub, it's 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, you've kicked your shoes off, your phone rings. It is Scotland Yard.
Yes.
Inspector Barrington. One of those, I've been told that you are keeping tabs on an American, Mrs. Ripley Robertson.
Yes.
A couple of boys picked her up in central London. She was,
cold cocking everybody she crossed.
I'm not sure how to describe this here. Apparently she must be quite a substantial woman. She was apparently assaulting multiple random individuals on the street in central London. Looked like it took two officers to take her down.
This fucking Swede's running amok.
We're not quite sure what to do with her.
She's played by Gwendolyn Christie?
Yes, she is. Absolutely. Gwendolyn Christie.
We need to do more casting.
We're holding her here. Chief Inspector would, Chief Police, whatever it is in British terms. Love if, Chief, it wouldn't be MP.
Chief Inspector.
Well, but the Chief Inspector would be his boss. I'm wondering who the Chief Inspector's boss would be. Like the, not the, you know.
The mayor?
Let me work
the hierarchy.
Yes. Right. Who, it is now, the Americans have now become such a problem that your boss's boss is now wanting you to do something. Yeah, we had to restrain her. She's apparently been placed in a holding cell by herself because she's incredibly violent. Raving about the fog? I'm not quite sure. Can you get down here? Chief Inspector's all up my ass. I'd appreciate it if you could see what you could do to sort this out.
Okay.
Found it.
I'm on my way.
Who's the Chief Inspector's boss?
So, there's Chief Inspector is above Inspector.
Right.
Superintendent, Chief Superintendent, Commander, Deputy Assistant Commissioner, Deputy Commissioner, Commissioner.
We've not got made it to the Commissioner's office yet, but superintendents are definitely being involved at this point.
Yes. I am awesome, and they love me.
Sure.
Also,
the real question is, who are they? I've never met them.
I only had one hit point.
Yeah, I'm keeping that in mind.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I legitimately needed that.
So you head to Scotland Yard.
Yes.
So you you head down to Scotland Yard, holding cells. You want to play the game?
Yeah.
Okay, you sit right here. All right, here, roll this. Do it. Okay, roll that one.
That purple?
That's purple. Very good. Daddy's going to write that down.
That doesn't bode well.
Never know. He's probably going to roll better than I have been.
Well,
I've had two 99s and a 98.
I'm playing the game.
You are playing the game. Good job.
Don't f*** me, kid.
You're doing a good job, bud.
He says you get to New Scotland Yard.
2.5-year-old rolling dice on the end of the table.
You get to New Scotland Yard.
Lucas,
you are escorted to the hole. You head to the sorting or to the holding cells. You see Ms. Ripley Robertson. She has been physically restrained. Whether that's a straitjacket or if she's just like the 1925 version of zip tied. They've pretty much got her strapped to a chair.
Purple.
You want the purple one? Yeah. There you go. Make me a die roll.
Yes, they have to be a D100 and D10.
Yeah, I know. I was... odd 7.
It's good.
Okay.
Useful. Better.
She looks disheveled. There's incredibly odd bruising on her. You're seeing a lot of bruising in and around the nasal passageway, almost like a broken nose, and you're seeing a lot of bruising around, like, the throat and mouth. It doesn't read as impact. It almost reads more as, like, the type of bruising that she has is kind of what you expect to see from, like, a strangulation victim.
Right.
It's very, very strange. But you made the impale. There's not... You would almost normally see hands... Or you would see impressions. It doesn't look like that. It's blobs. It's like long, streaky blobs. She looks absolutely beat
ligature
to hell.
Ligature marks.
If it was a ligature mark, then the ligature...
It would be uniform, right?
It would be uniform, and the ligature is probably 2 or 3 inches in diameter. It would be like being fucking strangled with, like...
A thick hemp rope or something.
Yeah, but it'd be it's a not massive. Rope. It would be. You're not seeing any. At least initially, you don't know how old the injury is. You're not seeing anything that reads rope burn. You're not seeing anything that reads cuts from X, Y, or Z. It's not garrote. It's not. It's whatever it is. It's strange.
Think more octopus.
Barrington wouldn't.
So anyway, they let you into the cell as you will. Jasmine, make me a pow by 5.
How by 5 mean 40?
Oh, I mean, it depends on what your POW is, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the first number is 40, so it's by 5. Okay, 25.
Okay.
So I pass.
She looks, I mean, she looks beat to hell, pale. She's, you know, just this side of the grave, almost, it looks like. But her eyes seem clear. She seems alert. She sees you. She says probably something to the effect of, oh my god, you know, Inspector Barrington.
Barrington, Barrington. Oh my god, Barrington. You're finally here. Oh good, oh good, oh good. Did you see the fog? Did you see it? Did you see what it did?
No.
Have you seen Mr. Young? Have you seen Mr. Weatherton?
You're not necessarily mad anymore, just so you know.
I understand that.
I figured you did. I'm just making sure that you know.
This is post-broken brain.
Okay. I haven't found Eustace. I did see that he'd been to a hospital and gotten out.
Why, you should check the hospital. Not the hospital. He's no longer at the hospital. The hotel. Yes, the hotel. I bet that's where he is.
I've been calling the hotel.
Yeah, we weren't at the hotel. We weren't. We went back to the foundation. Yes, yes, that's where we were.
The Penhew Foundation.
Yes, they won't let us back anymore. Nope. Mm-mm. No. No more.
What did you do at the Penhew Foundation?
You should ask Professor Graham. Yes, ask Professor Graham.
Where is Graham?
At the hotel? Or maybe his house. I don't know where he lives.
Graham's not here?
Nope. The only person who has been arrested is Mrs. Ripley Robertson.
So what happened to you?
We were at the pub. We were at the pub, and then we came out, and then there was fog, and then the fog... Did you know the fog can eat you? It can get into you, and it can eat you, and it goes up your nose and down your throat and into your ears, and...
You know, I actually looked this up. They still threw people in asylums up until 61.
So, right now, that's probably where she's headed. Maybe not right at this moment, because...
No, it was actually the police who ran them.
Oh, yep. Well, okay. So, that's where she's headed, unless you would suggest otherwise, or
you better start metagaming this, or you're fucked, lady.
Watch Bronson.
Okay, you're here. I'm very glad that you're here. Okay. We were at the pub. We stopped in for a bite to eat after we got Eustace out of the hospital, and then we went to the hotel, and that was yesterday. And today, we went to the library, and after the library, we went to the Institute. The Foundation. To the Penhew. And we talked to Gavigan. And it did not go well. Do you know he has things to hide? A great many secrets. And a man up north. He's the one that took Weatherton. You should ask Weatherton. Haven't actually gotten to speak to him that much. I've kind of been reading and sleeping and eating, and that's about it. Will you get me out, please? I didn't finish my dinner.
She's gone. Oh, I'm sure I can have something brought to you.
She's gone so crazy, she's become British.
I'm trying, okay? It's very difficult.
Just say y'all a lot.
Yeah.
You are
from South Carolina, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Supposedly.
Yep.
Depends on the episode.
South Carolina.
I corrected myself when I said North Carolina and changed it to South Carolina.
To be fair, none of us have great accents, okay?
I think I do just fine.
It's because it's not an accent, it's just your voice.
Right.
Inspector Barrington, I would appreciate very much if you got me out of this jacket so that I could collect my thoughts over a spot of tea and tell you a bit more about why Gavigan is the worst man I've ever met.
Okay, are these going to be foundless allegations with no proof?
The reason why I didn't want Jeff to come.
Also, yes.
When we investigated Gavigan, there are several things we don't understand. The first of which, do you know where he went to school? University.
I doubt Barrington would have any idea where he went to school.
Neither do we, and we searched everywhere. And that's a bit of an oddity with him running the foundation now. He inherited his father's money.
I think that would be up to... I'm assuming that Aubrey Penhew is the one who put him in charge.
Well, yes. We haven't quite figured out whether Penhew left him in charge or he just took charge when Penhew left for New York. That part I haven't been able to figure out yet. So I went to talk to Gavigan. Mm-hmm. He has a safe in his office and correspondence on his secretary's desk.
He also has an inkwell, yes. A desk chair, and I'll be damned if he doesn't have one of those clicky ball things that goes back and forth. Machiavellian, I say!
It's one of those ones that look like water.
But... Oh yeah, that goes whoosh, the little boat on top.
Yeah. All of this, it's not the most important, our visit to Gavigan today, except for the fact that when we asked him why he kidnapped Weatherton, because Weatherton remembers his voice... And the fact that someone called him master and said, don't take him to the manor up north. Weatherton, Graham, and I were all asked to leave and never return to Penhew. Now, asking someone about their country home and asking why they kidnapped someone generally is not grounds for banishing someone from your establishment.
You don't think so?
Well, I tried to ring you, and you weren't
society.
Available. I asked about his country home, and
then
I asked
accused
why
accused him of kidnapping someone with no evidence.
We have a witness.
Who didn't see him, but heard him.
Yes.
You did call yourselves investigators.
I did try to ring you.
And I tried to ring you back.
Yes, I'm aware. All this to say, Weatherton is no longer a missing person, and if you'd like to close out that bit to the case, you best speak to Weatherton. I believe he's at the hotel.
Okay.
When we came out of the pub, we were attacked by something in the fog. As you can see, and she gestures to the in the straitjacket, like lifting the arms and the neck and kind of craning. I don't know what it was. I don't want to know what it was. But it hurt a hell of a lot. And I feel like I should probably sleep for a while and not do any investigating. But I can't do that in a straitjacket.
You did roll really well. One of the things that has bothered you about the marks is that what you began to notice is that the marks on the neck are strange in that they... If you've seen strangulation victims probably before... Depending on the size of the hands, the grasp is low, you know, sort of at, what do I say, sort of at the base of the collarbone, you know what I mean? And then going up. The bruising on her in a very strange way seems to originate significantly higher up and almost connect. So it's almost like bruising on the jaw and then down the throat, almost as if someone was grasping the whole head, you know what I mean? The whole... like mandible area.
Wouldn't there also have been bruising like friction in the mouth from where it entered or something?
If he took a look inside your mouth, maybe?
I might suggest that because I'm assuming my teeth hurt like hell.
You are, in terms of looking at this, you would expect the bruising to be closer to the collarbone, but now that you're looking at it, it almost looks like a connected bruise from nasal passage down mouth. Down the jawline, and then only partially going down the throat.
So it looks more like an impact bruise.
It still reads to you as strangulation. It still reads to you as pressure.
Yeah.
It's very, very odd. You've seen some other victims with pillows that would have kind of similar marks, but it's odd. The only thing you could tell for sure from scientifically is that the bruising on her is incredibly strange.
Okay, then I would call someone to come and examine her.
Okay.
There are injuries. There are...
Do they read as entirely external injuries?
I'm going to try and...
Hard to say. He's not a doctor.
Yeah, that's the thing. I would call in someone to examine her.
I'm a nurse.
And
yeah, one of these days you could make some input in, you know, in terms of medicine.
Sure. I could try to describe in medical terms the best that I know what it feels like and kind of what my symptoms are to
you may be able
build
to talk.
Some credibility and yeah, say you can have a doctor come and examine me and say the
you
same
could
thing.
You could explain this to the doctor while he's there, but I would also ask the doctor about psychologically.
Psychologically not doing too well.
Mm-hmm. Well, your doctor's probably not a super psychology guy, but he's got a little bit. So the doc comes in, takes a look. I assume Jasmine does her thing and sort of rambles. He apparently is a pretty good doctor. You get 3 hit points back. I assume you then step out into the hallway and converse with him a little bit.
Yes.
Damned if I can say, Inspector, it's a tad bizarre. Can't really say. It's almost as if, inspecting her mouth, it's almost as if she swallowed something. The bruising pattern is almost consistent of shallow drowning, perhaps. In terms of psychology, unfortunately, that's not my forte. She definitely is experiencing some very, very strange bruising. Some damage definitely in the nasal passages. Some damage in the throat. That much was obvious.
I'm guessing almost like a touch of laryngitis, like a really scratchy, itchy throat. Really?
There's not really signs of damage per se. It's not like she swallowed something sharp or anything, but there's damage there, but it's almost done en masse, mm-hmm. as opposed to something small and obvious. I don't know if that helps, but I've done what I can for her. I'd recommend she continues to seek treatment, because whatever it did clearly has affected her significantly.
Okay.
And the doctor pisses off.
Yep.
Unless you have any other questions for him.
No, not specifically. Okay. So what would you like for me to do? And before you answer me.
I'm listening.
Why would I do that? At this point, you guys started out as somebody that I might be able to farm out and get a little bit more information for my investigation.
And I think I might be able to help you with that too.
Well, so far you're coming back to me with nothing but conjecture.
DM, would I have known from my interactions with Owen's friend?
You didn't really have any.
I did. I went up to him and said, hey, are you ready to leave?
Sure.
Enough for me to have recognized the eye color and...
No, I mean, I assume it's fairly general knowledge in the last 2 days, though you aren't very good at sharing knowledge with each other.
No.
You probably know who that is.
I believe the last person I saw Mr. Young with was Ms. Shafiq. She came to the Blue Pyramid Club while we were there. Owen struck up a conversation.
Jeff.
Yes.
It occurs to you that that alleyway is right down the street in Soho from the Blue Pyramid.
Right.
It's also not that far away from Empire Spices.
Okay.
So now at least you can connect things geographically within a 3-5 block radius.
Okay.
Please continue.
I didn't have a chance to talk to her very much, but I did.
What?
Shafiq. I didn't really get to talk to her.
I know. Why were you talking to her?
Owen thought that...
Do you not understand what investigate
apparently
means?
Apparently not. There is someone else that you can talk to at the Blue Pyramid Club. I have a name and have what she looks like. We spoke with her before this whole situation happened in the alley, mm-hmm. where we first lost Mr. Weatherton. Yalisha Assam. She's a dancer at the Blue Pyramid Club, and she warned us that...
You mean the lady that was part of the trap?
You're not there.
Yeah, let's just send Barrington to the chick that set us up.
I got to speak to Mr. Nawisha, who owns the Blue Pyramid Club, and he is terrified of Ms. Shafiq. He won't talk about her. He won't introduce me to her, even though he introduced me to everyone else in his club. He's terrified of her. And that's very unusual. And I can see why she might be someone who was high on your list.
She wasn't even high on our list. Something twigged me wrong about her.
Absolutely.
But for all the investigation that the department did, we couldn't come up with anything.
If you find Mr. Young, you might have another clue, because you might be able to tie her to being the last person to see him alive.
Yes, but
I certainly hope we find him alive.
I don't have any... I don't have legal grounds to go search that club, to go search that shop, or her place of residence.
You do have a great many witnesses that saw them being the last people to see each other. And it is an open missing persons case if you'd like me to open a report.
Schroeder. Schroeder and Lucas.
You get to play?
Yeah, they're taking a bit longer than I thought they might, which is not surprising given the circumstances. Con by five rolls.
That doesn't sound good.
I got it!
That's my worst roll, too. That's not good.
Got it. By got one.
Nope.
Oh,
sex number. Nice.
You sleep. Or die.
No, I had two. I had two health.
You are sort of collapsed. I'm going to imagine you basically got back.
I'm just dead at. I'm dead on my ass because I come straight out of the hospital.
Back to the...
Right.
Hotel room.
You made them survive, and now I'm just like,
you made it back
like,
to the room and just collapsed, is essentially what I've got you guys at.
Yeah.
There's a vague ringing noise in your head.
Yeah.
You kind of come to and realize that either, again, it's 25, but it is the Waldorf, so I'm assuming you probably have a phone in the room. Like, there's a faint, like...
Even if it's internal only.
Right. Like, yeah. Sort of a faint bling, 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 bling. Bling, bling.
1966.
So the phone is ringing, is what you're
talking
about? Yeah, 1966 red phone from Batman.
I crawl over the bed and pick it up.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of... Hello?
Good evening, sir. This is the front desk. I'm sorry to bother you at this hour. Are you Mr. Weatherton?
No.
Is he available? I'm sorry, I've...
Sleeping one off.
Ah, yes, of course. I'm sorry to bother you at this hour.
We don't want
to
see that.
But there's a... Mr. Weatherton is staying with a Mrs. Ripley Robertson, or their friends, traveling partners, I believe.
Yes.
I apologize with bothering you, but there was a message left for her marked urgent earlier today. She hasn't really been back to receive it. I was hoping to pass it off to someone else in her party in case it's very important.
I'm her party.
Very well. I'll send someone up right away to pass it along.
Can you not just tell me?
No, because that's not suspenseful.
Wonderful.
What do you want to bet we haven't checked in a couple of days? Because we forgot again.
Roll sand.
Jasmine, doors
shut
gonna...
the fuck up.
Door's gonna open.
Who's rolling sand?
No, I'm just
saying. Hey, I have this very convenient thing about being unconscious when sand rolls occur. Mainly because I didn't have the pal to hold the chickens.
There's a light tapping on the door. Con roll with a bonus die, I guess, because now there's been significant noise in the last few minutes.
40. Nope. I'm sleeping good.
There's a knock at the door.
I zombie shuffle my way to the door and peek through the people.
Good evening, sir. Message for a Mr. Eustace Weatherton and Mrs. Ripley Robertson. I was sent up to deliver to this room.
I crack open the door just a little bit and just reach out and take it.
God,
it's an actual
letter. I thought someone was going to kick the door in.
Boom! Shotguns.
It's Corey.
So this is a piece of notebook paper. Not from the HBO LHS.
Correct. You
do you open this?
It's also not from Dave.
Do you open this or do you wait for one of the people it's actually addressed to?
I'll open it.
Right there in front of the guy.
I'm in the party.
No, no. You close the door.
You two deal with that.
Okay.
So do I get to read it when I wake up?
Yeah, I'll eventually kick you awake.
I will be interested to see Lucas's reaction when he reads it, so I'm assuming that his next reaction is going to be to kick you awake. So I'm assuming you two are going to read it. We'll go back over here to jail.
Configurations.
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to the rancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.